right, gentlemen. The final commissioner's report for the regular season. Week 14 is in the books after a surprising doubleheader last night. I fell asleep early, so I did not catch the end because I felt like at that point, at halftime, I was like, I'm not going to win my game, which had turned out to be closer than I thought, but really surprised that both the Titans and the Giants ended up winning last night. And we had some entertaining results as far as the league is concerned. I'm not going to spend a ton of time on the scoreboard. I'm just going to run through it really quickly. We'll start at the top. I'm just going to read down. Fuck All Y'all does end up winning 76.16 to 71.02. This game ended up being a lot tighter than I thought it was going to be. Of course, a lot of that had to do with Tyreek Hill's injury. He did eventually come back later on in the game. Thank God I have a bye so that my MASH unit of beat up guys can maybe get some rest and be ready to go in the second round of the playoffs. Rick James, 135.12 to 107.24, improves to 9-5. He is the one seed, and Harambe falls to 6-8. Harambe eliminated. Fig Jam holds on for the victory, 126.94 to 107.9. As Hans said on the text thread, maybe if the Dolphins had a little bit of a pulse last night, this could have actually worked out, because Saquon did his part with 21 points. It was Tua, and you know, with Tyreek out, their offense doesn't look nearly the same. This result was already done prior to last night's games. 124.84 to 101.14. Saturday's improves to 8-6. God H. Jags falls to 7-7. Jags is eliminated from the playoff picture. And finally, probably the game of the night, Sing is King comes back to defeat Talk is Cheat. Sing is King for his first win. He breaks the losing streak. Final score 121.24 to 116.72. So the 5-game losing streak is in the rearview mirror. We can shift our focus now to the playoffs. As the regular season is wrapped up, I do want to point out one thing I've got for you, and that is our all-time regular season records. Where's my damn thing? Hold on. There we go. All right. So, I have tallied up the total amount of wins during the regular season. These are only regular season wins. These have nothing to do with the playoffs. So, we're going to start off at the top. The all-time winningest team in the regular season is God Hates Jags at 62 wins, averaging 7.75 wins per year. Number two on that list is Sing is King at 60 wins in the regular season all time for an average of 7.5 wins per year. Third on the list is the Commish, 58 wins total all time in the regular season for a 7.25 average. From there, it kind of gets a little scattered here and there. Next would be Harambe, has 53 wins all time in the regular season. Rick James and Fuck All Y'all both have 52 wins in the regular season. Talk is Cheat has 49 wins in the regular season all time. Saturdays has 48. And Hans has 46. I think I left out Fig Jam. Fig Jam actually comes in at 51. So he would be fourth, fifth, sixth all time, somewhere in there. So those are your all time regular season totals. Not that it means that much, but I do keep the tallies, and so I thought I would throw that out there. All right. Your playoff bracket is as follows. Rick James is the one seed and clinches a first round bye. And I'm going to get into the facts of that in just a little bit. Commish is the two seed, first round bye as well. So on the Rick James side of the bracket, you have five seed Sing is King going up against Fuck All Y'all, who is the four seed. Fig Jam is six seed going up against Saturdays as the three seed on the Commish side. Let's get into the statistics, shall we? I've done my research, so you guys listen up. I'm going to go team by team as far as the playoffs are concerned. So let's start off with Rick James, the one seed, Rick James. This is his fourth playoff appearance. This is his first playoff appearance since 2020. His last playoff game, he lost in the second round to the eventual champion that year. Talk is cheat. For Rick James, this is his second division title and his first division title since 2017. This is his first time as the number one overall seed. And a little factoid about number one seeds, not a lot of success in the playoffs. A one seed has only gotten to the championship game one time, and that was last year in 2022 when Sing is King ran the gauntlet as the one seed to the championship. Finally, for Rick James, he is a two-time runner-up for the league in 2016 and in 2017 when he lost to Saturdays in those first two seasons. The Commish is the number two seed. For the Commish, this is his sixth playoff appearance. Also like Rick James, this is his first appearance since 2020. And as a matter of fact, in 2020, he lost to Rick James in the first round. I want to say I've lost to Rick James three times in the playoffs, in 16, 17, and in 2020. We're on opposite sides of the bracket. If I end up meeting you in the championship game, then oh boy. But anyway, for third division, the Commish, for the Commish, this is his third division title, the first since 2018, tied for number one all time for most division titles with Sing is King, who has three division titles as well. For the Commish, this is the first time as a two seed, and he is a one time runner up, which was in 2019 to Sing is King. Let's look at two seeds are the only ones I didn't do any research on. I can't believe I screwed that one up. And I don't think I'm going to be able to run it that quick. Let me just take a look real quick here. Let's see. Rick James was a two seed in 2017. Saturdays was a two seed in 2016 and won. So two seeds look pretty good. 2019, it's going to go faster than this after this, I promise. Two seed 2019, 2020. Two seed won the championship in 2020. Okay. In 2021, nothing there. And then last year, a two seed made it to the finals. So 2 years, a two seed has made it to the finals. That was in 2016 and in 2022. In 2016, it was Rick James. In 2022, it was Saturdays. The two seed has also won the title twice. That's in 2017 when Saturdays won it. And in 2020 when Talk is Cheat won the title. So two seeds, some pretty decent success in the playoffs. I've got it more tied together than that. Sorry, I screwed that one up. All right, let's go to the three seeds. Saturdays, this is his fifth playoff appearance, the second year in a row that he has made the playoffs. His last appearance last year, he was, as I just mentioned, he was the runner-up last year to Sing. Here's an interesting factoid for Saturdays. He has the most all-time playoff wins. He has six playoff wins to his credit over the course of the eight seasons. That is the most all-time. For three seeds have been to the finals twice. In 2018, Hans was a three seed. He eventually won the title. And in 2019, the three seed was the Commish, and he was the runner-up in 2019. For Saturdays, he is a two-time champion in 2016 and in 2017, and a one-time runner-up in 2022. At the four seed is Fuck All Y'all. This is his seventh playoff appearance. He is tied for the most playoff appearances all time with Singh as king. This is his third straight appearance. In last year's playoffs, he had a first-round loss to God Hates Jags. Fuck All Y'all has been a four seed before. That was in 2017, and he lost to Saturdays in the second round. For four seeds overall, four seeds have also had a little bit of fortune. In 2019, Singh as king won the championship as a four seed. And in 2018, God Hates Jags lost in the championship game as a four seed. Fuck All Y'all has one time been the runner-up in the league. That was in 2021 when he lost to our 2021 champion and our five seed. Our six seed, excuse me, Fig Jam. Our five seed, Singh as king. He's got a long rap sheet here. Singh as king is our five seed after squeezing out a victory. As I mentioned already, tied all time with the most playoff appearances. This is his seventh playoff appearance. What might be even more impressive is that this is his seventh straight playoff appearance. He actually did not make the playoffs in 2016, but he has made the playoffs every year since then. As well documented, he is our defending champion and current holder of the championship belt, where he defeated Saturdays in the championship game last year. This is his first time as a five seed, and five seeds have had a lot of playoff success. In 2021, Fig Jam was our champion as a five seed. In 2020, God Hates Jags was our runner-up as a five seed. In 2017, Saturdays was our champion as a five seed. And in 2016, Rick James was a runner-up as a five seed. So a lot of success there. Of course, Singh comes in to the playoffs as a two-time champion in 2022 and in 2019. Finally, our sixth seed is Fig Jam coming in hot after a nice, impressive victory over Hans. For Fig Jam, this is his third playoff appearance. This is his first playoff appearance since 2021 when he was the champion. This is his first time as a six seed. Six seeds do not have a lot of luck in the playoffs. Six seeds have only made it to the finals once, and that was actually the year that Fig Jam won it, but it was his opponent, Fuck All Y'all, who was a six seed. So, as mentioned before, Fig Jam, a one-time champion in 2021. So, we have Saturdays, Singh as King, and Fig Jam are our former champions in the playoffs. And the other three, Rick James, the commissioner, and Fuck All Y'all, all have appearances as runner-ups, all have experience. So every team in the playoffs this year has experience in the finals. This is going to be one hell of a playoff matchup. With that said, let's take a look at the first two games of the playoffs, and we're just going to review over these quickly. So Fuck All Y'all, the four seed versus Singh as king, the five seed and our defending champion, both come into this game at a record of an 8-6. In the previous matchup in week 9, Fuck All Y'all actually won this 111.5 to 89.74. Coming into this game, clearly Singh as king has got possible quarterback issues. We know that Justin Herbert is going to be out for a while. It sounds like they are going to make him go to surgery. CJ Stroud is in concussion protocol. And according to ESPN, they may take him slowly. And if that's the case, Singh as king is going to have to go find a waiver wire quarterback. Other than that, the injury news on Singh as king is okay. On Fuck All Y'all's side, Keenan Allen is listed as questionable. He had a heel issue. You got to think with Herbert being out, that that might affect Keenan Allen's production. And then Justin Jefferson did not play much this week. He was actually sent to the hospital. However, they do feel like he has a good chance of playing against the Bengals this week, this weekend. And remember, we got Saturday football this weekend. So that will be fun to take a look at. NFL schedule week 15. Pull that up before I go. All right. So that's kind of the report there. Right now, the projections are showing strong for Fuck All Y'all, but seeing as King has not made his adjustments as far as a quarterback is concerned. Let's take a look at the three seeds, Saturdays versus Fig Jam, who is the sixth seed. Both come into this game at 8-6. In week 12, Saturdays won this game, matchup 123.38 to 95.12. Looking at this on the surface here, at Fig Jam, I'm not seeing a lot of injury designations other than people on the bench. So may want to take a look at that. And on Saturday's side, no injury designations. Even with Trevor Lawrence in that high ankle sprain, I was really surprised that he ended up winning, ended up playing in the game. But it looks like he should be good to go. There are no other injury designations. So this one should be a good one. Right now, Saturdays is projected as the winner. Of course, lineup adjustments are pending. Okay, that is your playoff preview. See you around.